Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont called Experiencing God's Manifested Glory. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
Hallelujah. Abide in me. Jesus is saying, abide, which means remain. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, no branch can bear fruit. It needs to receive the fruit from the vine.
Amen.
Amen. It says, except it abide in the branch, in the vine, and no more can you except you abide in me. Then he says, I am the vine, and you are the what?
Branches.
He makes it very clear. I am the vine, and you are the branches. You see, the life is always in the source. The life is always in where you came from. The plant came from the dirt, but the life for the plant is in the dirt. You take the plant out of the dirt, and it has no more life. It can't survive. It can't live without the dirt. Are you with me? You came from God.
Talk about it.
Jesus is saying, you can't live without me. You can't produce without me. So stay in me. Remain in me. When things get hard, remain in me. You don't feel like it one day? Still, remain in me. And I will remain in you. He says, because I am the vine and you are the branches. He that remaineth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what?
Much fruit.
This is not a maybe. This is not he might bring forth much fruit. He's saying a definite he will. If you stay in me, I don't care how long it takes, you are going to produce fruit in your life. And not just fruit, but you're going to produce much. Don't go in and out of the church. Don't go in and out. Don't be here sometime. And then the next number of years, some people, they're here. I mean, they're on fire for a month. Then you don't see them for 3 months. Then they come back in. And they say, hey, Pastor. Like they've been here the whole time. All these people, he don't know I'm not here. I ain't the one watching.
Amen.
I'm not the gardener. When you get in, stay in. Remain. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. And I tell you, I guarantee you, I'm letting you know, you will bear fruit. Come on, church. You will manifest God's glory. You will, no doubt about it, you will. Just remain. Listen to this. If you decide not to remain, verse 6, if you decide, nah, I ain't going to stay. Glory to God. If a man abideth not, if the man chooses not to remain in me, he is cast forth as a branch. And so this is letting us know that he's talking to Christians. Because he said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. This branch is going to be cast forth. Not taken away like the first one. Not taken out of the world. End up in the heaven early. Go home early. This one's going to be cast out. Cast forth. Cast away. Watch this. He's going to be cast away. And is withered. In other words, you will be cast away. You won't be counted as a branch anymore, as far as God is concerned. Therefore, since you're not counted as a branch anymore, all the grace that was flowing into your life will stop. All the blessings that were counted for your life will stop. And you will start to wither spiritually. I shouldn't say you. He. Yeah, not the man. Yeah, not you. The man. Amen. Because you ain't going nowhere. Amen. Right. Amen. The man. The man who walks away says he's going to wither and be gathered up by men. He's going to be gathered by the men of the world. They'll take him in. They'll take him in. The unsaved to take him. They'll go party and hardy and whatever. But look what it says here. This will be gathered up by the men. Verse 6. And they will cast them, all of them, the unsaved and those those old branches. They all will be cast into the fire and they will be burned. That's talking about eternal torment. It's talking about hell and eternal torment. They will be cast into hell, and the word burn, experience eternal torment. That's what it means. Oh, so once saved, always saved don't seem to fit, does it? That's why I said, if you're in, stay. Hallelujah. It's not worth it. Glory to God. Are you with me? Jesus said, if they go, this is what you're going to happen. But, verse 7, thank God for verse 7. But if you abide in me, if you remain in me, and my cleansing word abides in you, then you shall ask what you will. Come on, somebody. If you stay in me, remain in me, you will get to the point where the word cleanses you. It purges you of all that other mess in your life. Gets all that junk out of there. Gets all that gook off of you. Gets all them people away from you. Now, you can begin to ask what you will. And it shall be done. It shall be done unto you. Why is it going to be done? Because God is able. What's in you is the power, the potential of God is in you. And He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask. God is working on you. Jesus is working as the vine. God is working to help to get stuff out of your life. The Holy Spirit is right there filling you with the presence of God. All of them are working just to get you to the point where you can ask. God just wants you to be able to ask what you will. Why? So He can do it. He is able to do. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you ask, above all you think. He's able to do it. And when you ask, you know, after you've been pruned a little bit, okay? It ain't gonna happen today because y'all need some pruning. Hey, man, I can tell why y'all look at me. Y'all need some pruning. Somebody need to clip some attitude and stuff. Y'all need some pruning. But hang in there. Stay in there. Jesus said, just remain because you will. You will bear fruit. And when you get there, He said, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done. And when it's done, it won't be done the way you ask it. It won't be done the way you ask it. Because it's not you. You're just the branch. You can ask, but what's in the vine is going to come through. What's in God is going to come through. The glory is going to come through. Oh, am I talking to the right people here today? Verse 8 says, herein is the Father glorified. This is how God is glorified. This is how God will be glorified. This is how God will manifest His glory. He's going to manifest His glory for those who are plugged in, pruned up, and ready to bear fruit, opening up their mouth, asking, and God's going to answer. That's why God said, before you even ask it, glory to God. It's going to be done. I mean, it's done. Because He's been waiting for this. That's why you were created. You were created for this. I mean, just imagine. You were created because God needed something in this earth. And He wanted to do something in this earth at this time. And He needed you. Not Peter, not Paul, not Abraham. He needed you. So you are here full of the potential to get it done. God's just waiting for you to get ready to open your mouth, speak it out so that He can do it. In the meantime, He's got to clean up some weeds He's got to prune you a little bit. He's got to get you ready, because the cleaner you are, the better the fruit's going to be. Hallelujah. And the good news is this. Once it produces fruit once, that's the best place to go back and get some more fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when a tree is young and it produces, you know, in the next couple years, that fruit's going to produce even sweeter fruit. Amen. That's what God is looking for. See, that potential is in you. That's called manifestation. That's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to manifest in your life. Amen. Let me share an example, but I'm going to talk about me. I'm probably going to close with this, but I'm going to talk about me, because if I talk about you anymore, I don't know what y'all might do. Yeah, y'all might not remain. So if I use me, you know, you won't get mad. You'll just say, "Oh, poor thing." You know. But let me use my example to try and teach you about this potential and how God's going to use that potential to work through you and to glorify Himself. But it's going to work through you, and it's going to manifest in your life. You see, the Lord, when He called me to pastor, I did not know that there was pastor in me. I didn't know it. There was no way I knew about it. Nobody else knew about it either. Even after they found out. They didn't think it was in there. You see, because I couldn't talk. I couldn't hold a sentence. My stammering was so bad, I couldn't have a conversation. There was no way I could even think that I could be a pastor. All I was trying to do was be obedient, be the best little Christian I could be. I will clean the floors. I'll do whatever I can. Whatever you want me to do, just don't ask me to lead. Don't ask me to pray. Don't ask me to minister to nobody. Just, hey, I'll do whatever you want. I'll be the best little Christian you want me to be. But I didn't know that because I was willing, God started pruning and started clipping things in my life, clipping out things in my life, clipping people out of my life, clipping out doubt, clipping out fear, clipping out all these things, taking them out, removing them, taking away anything that would stop His purpose. Because before the foundation of the world, God said, "I need a pastor." And He chose to put that in me. And when He did, I didn't know He did. But when He called, when deep called to deep, it started coming out. It started coming out. There was nothing I could do. I was just willing to be obedient. Everybody say obedient. I was just willing to be obedient. God said, "Do it." I don't know how. Whatever you say, Lord, because it sure is above what I could ask or think. So I did it. Oh, I struggled in the beginning. I went through a little struggling, maybe a lot of struggling in the beginning, a little rocky there. But then, glory to God, look at me now. Hallelujah. God gets the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn on TV, 6 o'clock Sunday morning. There he is. God gets the glory. That's the fruit of what God is doing. That was God manifesting. So when you come to church, you're not singing me. You're seeing a manifestation each week. That's not me. The Lord knows. If you saw me, you, man, you'd be in trouble. Amen. But it's a manifestation. Amen. Well, the nature of God is that He wants more. He bared the fruit and He wants more. Yeah. Then He told me, well, He said, now I want you to start a church. My God. You're right. My God. Church. I ain't got no church in me. But you didn't think He had a pastor in you either. Yeah. So He told me to start a church. We started a church. Oh, it was rough going at times. In the beginning, we went through some rough times. Then we, Miss Marsha. It was a rough time. People tell us, you know, we go try and invite people to church. Said, why don't you come back when you were a real church? We were in a house at the time, ministering in a house. We'll come back when you become a real church. They still ain't never came back. I mean, it was rough in the beginning. But praise God, look at us now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because the thing that God had purposed, what He purposed, He needed to get this done here. He didn't need me 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, He needed me now. Therefore, He placed in me potential to release something now. Are you with me? Glory to God. He gets the glory. Look at where we are right now. You ain't seen nothing yet. Where do you see where we're going? Where do you see, what do you see where we're going? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God always looking for more. Yes. After we started the church, came back again. Want more fruit. Said, so now I want you to start a business. I don't know nothing about no business. But you know what? By this time, I'm starting to pick up. I don't know nothing about no pastor, nothing about a church, nothing about it. It ain't about me. Hello. Hello. It's not about me. It's about He who is able to do exceeding abundant above all you ask or think. I was just willing and obedient. So I started the business. Oh, and it was rough. It was rocky. But I already knew. If He had already brought me through rough and rocky before, He'll bring me through rough and rocky again. We stuck with it. Hallelujah. And right now, glory to God. That little rough and rocky has turned into an international corporate business operating in this country and in another country overseas. I was going to tell you where it was. Glory to God. We can check the website. You'll be able to find out where it's from. Anyway, but praise God. What? God said do it. God wanted it. Why? He wanted to manifest that. He wanted to use that for his glory. Amen. I called you to be a preacher. Called you to be a, start a church. I don't want you to be no poor preacher. Go start a business. Come on now. Don't get upset with my manifestation. Hey. It ain't me. It's not me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People get upset when you start to manifest. You better get used to it. Hey, come on. Say, I'm getting ready to manifest. Don't get mad at me. It ain't me. It's manifestation.
Amen.
Glory to God. I can't help it if you can't handle exceeding abundant above all you ask or think. It ain't my fault. I can't help it. Greater is He. It's in there. He said, I will purge, cleanse, so that you bring forth much fruit. God wants more. So he came back again. And he said, now I want you to start a school, a Living Faith Academy. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I brought that up. And we went through some rocky times. Oh, we had people not believing. They ain't going to get off the ground. And where are you going to get teachers from? What's he going to do? How's he going to do that? What's he know about running a school? I tell you, nothing. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah. Now, how about that? I don't know nothing. We went through our rocky year, our first year, but after that, hallelujah, we got young kids growing up in an environment where they know the potential of God is in them. I'm telling you. That academy is flowing now. You go talk to one of those kids down there and they will put you to shame. You ask them to pray, they will pray you down and then raise you back up again. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Said, praise God. School was flowing. School was growing. Growing every year. Every year it's increasing. Every year. Academically. Athletically. You know, went to the national championship. Won the nationals. Our third year. What's the third year? Second year? Second year? Glory to God. Ah, no, not second year of the school. Yeah, okay, yeah. It was third year, amen. I knew I was in there. The third year, amen. Third year. Why? Because God is in it. He's manifesting. Right about now, I'm learning. I'm figuring it out.
Amen.
Everything I set my hand to do. Everything I set my hand to do. Everything God wants to do in me, and I set my hand to do it, it's going to prosper. Hallelujah. It's manifestation. And then God wasn't done.
Amen.
He said, last year, he said, I want you to start high school. I said, but Lord, there are no Christian high schools. There's only Christian church schools. He said, I know.
Amen.
That's why I want you to have
Amen.
To start a Christian high school. I want a high school. He said, I want a high school. I said, glory to God. All right, Lord. Hey, you did it once, you do it again. So we started the high school this year. And let me tell you, it's rocky. Oh, man, I got people, I got parents all upset, people, teachers all upset, teachers leaving and everything. It's rocky. But you know what? I've been there, done that. Because I know where we're going. I know where it's going to end up. I know how it's going to be. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to remain in Him. And as I remain in Him, I'm going to bear the fruit. The high school, I tell you today, will be glorious. It will be glorious. Come on, somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Church. Now, I did all of that because God told me to do it, number one. But to show you how God's going to begin manifesting in your life, the potential in you is unique to you. Nobody can get the glory that's in you. The glory that's in you is to be manifested through you, by you, because nobody can do what you can do the way God wants to do it through you. Nobody else can do it. It's unique in you. And all you got to do is get ready, remain, let the word cleanse you, get prepared, and you are going to manifest the glory. This is your year. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give to God praise. Glory. Glory to God. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are the one who watches over us, the one who works with us, the one who removes things out of our life that hinder us. We thank you, Father. Our heart is toward you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Because you are our life. You are the one who supplies us with all the life, all the abundance, all the glory, all the nature of God. We thank you that this resides on the inside of us. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for revelation. Lord, it's through you that we're able to be and be able to do all that you intended to be done here in the earth. We ask that you manifest your glory in our life. We're believing for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, it's just time to meditate just for a few moments. Just meditate on where you are and what you're getting ready to do. Just meditate on that. Lord, in whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to be, Lord, I just want to be the best I can be for you. Help me, Lord. Remove things in my life. Purge things in my life. Strengthen the weakness. Build up, Lord, that which has been broken down. Heal, Lord, that which has been hurt. Lord, restore that which has been taken away. Father, do all that you can in my life. I'm willing. I desire. I want to manifest your glory here in the earth. Just take a few minutes just to thank God. Just tell him, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. Lord, this is the year of manifestation. This is my year for this, Lord. My year for you to manifest in my life. Let all the potential in you that you put in me come out. Lord, I'm ready for it. Oh, I'm ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take a few moments, just a few moments. Hallelujah. Just to let the Lord know. Lord, I'm in. I'm hooked in. And I'm not going nowhere. I'm hooked in. I'm going to stay in. Lord, let your life flow through me. Hallelujah. I'm a fruit producer. Let them know. I'm ready to bear much fruit, Lord. I'm ready to produce things in my life. I'm ready to see things happen in my life. Glory to God. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Some people are really hooking in right now. They're affirming their position in the Lord. And some of you are reaffirming your position in God. Go ahead, take it. Take your place. Take your rightful place. Hallelujah. God, you made this place for me. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Father, I admit I know nothing. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I can't accomplish anything. But God, in you, hallelujah, all things are possible. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some people are never going to be the same again. Oh, Ramaboshiki. Oh, Ramababasiki. Glory. Hallelujah. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart. I give it now, Father, completely. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm willing, Father. I'm willing. I'm willing to be obedient. I'm willing. I may not know how, but I'm willing. I may not know where, but I'm willing. I know, may not know how far you want me to go, but I'm willing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, mama, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Manifest yourself, oh Lord. Manifest yourself in me. Manifest yourself in my life. Spirit of the living God, I need your presence. I need your presence in my life. I need God to manifest. I need your presence. I need the glory to be revealed. No Ramabasiki. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Kanoramababako. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oramababako. Thank you, Baba Basiki. Oramababako. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If I could have every head bow and every eye closed, please. For those of you who are here, maybe you're visiting for the first time. Maybe you came on your own or you came with someone. It doesn't matter. There's just one thing. You may not have known what to expect. You didn't know what was going to go on. But when you came through the door, something seemed to happen. There's something going on in you, and there's something seems to be on you right now. You don't know what it is. You can't really explain it. You don't know what it is. You may not have even understood what the preacher said. But there's something about you. You're not the same. You're changed, but you don't know why. There's something going on in you. You realize that if you leave here today, everything's going to go back. But you don't want it to go back. You like what's happening right now, but you're not sure what it is. I'd like to tell you what that is. I want you to know that's God. That's the presence of God on your life. That's God reaching out to you right now, and he's telling you, I want to be a part of your life, and I want you to be a part of my life.
We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.
Nearly a decade ago, a survey was taken of unchurched people. People were asked, would you attend church if a friend invited you? 80% said yes. That's 8 out of every 10 people. Think about that. 4 in 5 people are open to an invitation. The same survey found out that only 2% of Christians had invited someone to church in the last year. Only 2%. And so, in 2009, a dream was born. A dream to engage the church, to reach the 80% that are waiting for an invitation. Millions returning back to church. The movement is growing. Over 30,000 churches, mobilizing over 4 million people. Millions of lives have been reached, and participating churches report an average of 30% attendance increase on that day. This is a movement of Christ followers, reaching every neighborhood to invite every person to follow Jesus' example, to love our neighbors, and be the church. and be His church? Who will your church reach? Back to Church Sunday is on the 21st of September. Extend an invitation to anyone who should be part of this special day. Your presence makes a difference. You can pick up invitations in the foyer today after service.